Now, what has been happening in the world of me in the last couple of weeks? I'll tell you what's been happening in the world of me in the last couple of weeks. I have had an almighty brain concussion. If you've ever had one before, you know how bloody painful they are, how debilitating they are. You actually just feel completely useless. For the last 2 weeks, I have had nothing but a dull headache. I can't look at screens. I've barely made it onto the phone. I just can't talk. Any sound would vibrate my head. It's been a testing couple of weeks, let's just say that. I got it playing some football. I'm going to be okay. But it made me, it kind of inspired this episode because this is the first one I've done in a couple of weeks. And I thought, what can we learn from this? Because I've had huge learnings out of this. It's actually been quite a fascinating process for me. Clearly, I love to learn. But what I thought was good for me actually was the worst thing I could have been doing for me. So I thought today's episode could be quite interesting to say, what can recruiters learn from a concussion? And how can we apply that to our desk? There's actually some amazing analogies in there, right? So if you've been following this podcast, you know how important health and looking after my body is for me. I've got some autoimmune things that chase me day in, day out. And for me, being on top of my health, being on top of my exercise, being on top of what I eat, what I drink, all that sort of stuff, it really puts me in the best possible position to do the best in life. So when you get something like a head knock, you kind of need to actually completely rewrite the rule book. Quick break. We had an overwhelming response to episode 86, which was the 2024 recruitment desk planning. Now, a ton of people reached out and asked if we could help them. We can't get to everyone, but it got me thinking. I don't normally do this, but due to the response, I've decided to open up a limited amount of one-on-one coaching spots. I'm going to work with you one-on-one to create clear goals for your desk and bulletproof plan to achieve them. No more frustration at not hitting your numbers. No more self-doubt about what to do next. Just execute the plan, achieve the results you deserve. DM me, 90-day plan, and we'll send you the details. Strictly first in, best dressed. Side note, I'm so confident that you're going to love it and you're going to get value out of this that I will give you 100% money back if you think otherwise. I went along thinking, you know, I'm healthy, I'm fit, I'm strong, I've been knocked in the head, that's fine. You know what? I'm going to keep doing my CrossFit stuff because blood flow is good, right? I'm going to keep doing my ice bathing because clearly that's going to be good for me. All these things, you know, I'm going to keep working as hard as I can. It doesn't matter. I'll just rest and whatever. Apparently, I was doing it all wrong. So, you know, my biggest learning really is when something changes, i.e. you get whacked in the head and it's not feeling right, but you keep persisting, sometimes maybe you actually need to stop and ask the question, is what I'm doing now what I need to be doing now? And what I mean by that is we need to be able to pivot on a dime. So all these things that I thought were good for me today are actually not good for me tomorrow because something's changed. So the great analogy here is the markets, right? Our markets can be fan-bloody-tastic as a recruiter. We saw this in 2021, 2022. It was a very candidate-short, very job heavy market. And then almost within a couple of months, things started to churn. We see jobs slowing up. We see candidates getting nervous, but there's more candidates on the market, less jobs. We have to pivot. If we keep just going, we need to source, we need to find people, da, 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 we're going to actually start to make less money because we have not pivoted on a dime. What is good for us today is not good for us tomorrow necessarily. So, you know, for example, I thought, you know, CrossFit, you know, going to the gym, doing weights was going to be good for me because of the blood flow. In fact, the physio said to me, do not do gyms, do not do weights. It's the worst thing you can do for a concussion. Jesus, okay. And so she's got me swimming instead. Ice bathing, she said that is the worst thing because it pulls blood out of the brain. The thing you want right now is blood in the brain. We want to swap your ice bathing for saunas. I was like, okay, that's interesting. So I've done it. You know, I've just changed that for the next few weeks. And again, what we think we're doing right might actually not be correct for this situation. And I think if your market feels like it is shifting, don't keep using the rule book or the playbook from yesterday. You need to reinvent, well, what's the game in front of me today? Because the game is changing. We need to adapt. We need to pivot on a dime. Similarly, sleep and rest. Obvious one when you get a head knock. I normally get my 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. I had to up that to 10, 11 hours. It's insane. Like for someone like me to try and sleep, I still can't sleep during the day. But, you know, with a knock like this, you kind of do. You just, your brain wants to go to night-night. So that wasn't terribly difficult. It just meant I had to shift a few things in my evening and my morning to accommodate for that extra time. But people don't tell you this. When you get hit in the head, it's really hard to sleep. Like you're tired, but your brain just doesn't want to sleep. I wake up every couple of hours. So that brings me, again, I think, to your market. Does it need more business development than headhunting right now? You know, you need to change your metric for success. So if my 8 hours of sleep is my metric, my 7 to 8 hours of sleep, then all of a sudden I need more to you know, heal my brain. The analogy here for recruitment is if my KPI for headhunting every week is X amount of calls, or if my, you know, my metric for, you know, my pipeline metric is, you know, 10 interviews equates to 4 job offers equates to 2 placements, is that still the case? Has the market shifted? And if it has shifted, what are the new metrics, right? So again, if we need to reassess what our metrics are that we judge our success by, we need to be able to pivot to do that. You know, similarly, I mentioned at the beginning, I'm drinking hydrolyte at the moment, these electrolytes. I had no idea. When you have a head knock, your brain soaks up electrolytes, okay? It goes boom, whack. Okay, I need some energy. And apparently this is the thing. I'm going to have a little sip now. Apparently this is the thing that's going to really help with that recovery. And it tastes delicious, so I'm okay with that one. But my brain needs to recover, okay? So again, what does your market need more of at the moment? Yesterday you might not have needed hydrolyte. Yesterday your brain was functioning just fine. Yesterday your market was functioning just fine. But something's happened overnight. What's changed? What do you need to do more of? What do you need to inject into your desk, into your life, into your sequencing, into everything that's going to make the difference moving forward? Because maybe something has shifted, okay? So we all heard of Pareto's rule, 80-20 rule, 20% of what you do actually equates to 80% of your results. Totally huge believer in this. So if we're not getting that 20% right, we're really affecting 80% of our revenue. And if that is the case, then, you know, we need to do something about that. So what do you need to do? What do you need to inject? Are you, I'm not talking literal supplements, but what do you need more of on your desk? Do you need more ads? Do you need more lead generation for clients? Do you need to, I don't know, get some training? Do you need to get more resources? What do you need more of that's going to help on your journey to make sure your desk is a roaring success in 2024? The last one, and I think there's a really great analogy here, is that when you have a head knock like I had, where I was literally like two guys running each other full pace and just ran through my head, you get whiplash. And what whiplash actually is, and I didn't realize this, is the band at the top of your neck. There's a sideways band that wraps from ear to ear, and it pretty much holds all your tendons and all your muscles from your neck down through to your shoulders and your back. That just locks up because your head is like a bobble on your spine, on your neck. It's just sitting there. And when it gets whacked like that, the body's defense mechanism is to tighten up. Okay, it tightens up and holds on tight. It goes, oh, didn't like that, and it holds on. And it's really bloody hard to release. So why sound is super aggravating for someone who's been knocked in the head is because this band is physically pulling on your eardrums, and it's distorting the vibrations of sound coming through. That, coupled with the fact your brain can't actually, you know, comprehend too much stimulus at the same time, it really is an aggravating thing. So what we need to do is get in there with needles and release that pressure. We get in there with the physio, we get in there with the lasers, with the whatever you need to do, release your neck. We have to let go. We have to release it. Otherwise, you're never going to repair quickly enough. It's going to take a very, very long time. And some people who don't get treated properly actually hold on to this tension for the rest of their life. Don't even realize it. So if you've ever had a head knock, go and go to a physio and say, I just want to get some needles in the top of my neck. I think I need to get that released. It might make the world of good for you. But again, the analogy here is, what are you holding on to? What do you need to release? What do you need to let go? Are you holding on to last month that was a cracking month? Are you still walking around the corridors with your chest beating going, my last month was massive, I feel so good, nothing can stop me? But if you actually look at your own bullshit, this month looks shit. Are you holding on to last month's glory and trying to stretch that over to this month? Have a look at yourself. Or equally, did you have a bad month last month? Are you dragging that bad month into this month? Have you got if you got like, oh, my deals fell away, or oh, I just had a really bad run, what are you holding on to that's actually not serving you today? Okay, that is my whiplash neck analogy. That tension that is just held up in the top of your neck. We need to let it go. We need to release it so that our body can go on and recover. And your desk is exactly the same. Good, bad, the other, last month. If you're still going on about it this month, let it the fuck go. Let it the fuck go. Go and write it down on a piece of paper and burn it. I don't know what you need to do to let go of it, but you need to go and focus on the future, the now and the future. Because if you don't let go of whatever happened last month, you're living in the past, you ain't going to be able to do anything about it. It ain't going to affect anything that happens now. And if it does, well, get on with it. Just get on with it now. Release that tension. Let go of whatever you're holding on to that's not serving you at your recruitment desk today. That's it. You know, the last thing I'll leave you with is everyone says I've got an incredible amount of energy. I can tell you now for the last 2 weeks, I have not, but there is something that I always say is if you're going to do something, do it right. I say that at home. I say it at work. I just think if you're going to do it, just do it right. Do it once, do it right. And my motto for the last few weeks has been I'm in intense recovery mode, because people say to me, oh my God, how are you going to relax? How are you going to do this extra sleep? I tell you now, it was not hard, because the way you feel when you get knocked in the head, you don't want to do anything. But I went into intense recovery mode. Now, I know that is a very contradictory sort of expression, but it's just how I'm wired. And I think if you can do the same, if you can go into intense recovery mode right now on your desk, good, bad, the other, what do you need to do? You know, what do you need to mix up? What do you need to change? Everything we went through today can be related back to the good old head knock concussion. That's all I have time for you today. I hope you got something out of it. Please like, share, subscribe. Helps us grow. People have been emailing me questions. Do that. That gives us good content that we know you guys want to listen to. So feel free to email us as well. All the links and everything below. Have an amazing day, as always. And I hope all your deals come true. I almost forgot my sign off. Bloody head knocks.